niillä kohalle ja kala. Kila kila omaila, leika rooselani, kua hivina niillä kohalle ja kala.
Aloha, my friends. Aloha kākou, and welcome from all of us at Nakai Evalu. On location today from the atrium of Hawaiian Hall at the Bishop Museum. How do you like this atmosphere, Kahoone?
I think it's fabulous. We're so fortunate to be here in this beautiful atrium with all this wonderful artwork. And the best part about it, it's all Native Hawaiian artists. And it's nice to see that we have these artists still going, because that's part of perpetuating our culture. So it's wonderful to be here this morning. And aloha to all of you listeners on the islands of Hawaii, Maui, Molokai, Kauai, Lanai, and Oahu.
You look really comfortable, Vicky Holtakamine.
Aloha kakahiaka kākou. It's Mamo. It's this Maoli Arts Month. And so we're just so fortunate to be amongst all of the Native Hawaiian art that have been pulled together by the Bishop Museum and the Long Gallery. It's going to be up until October, so everybody can come out and take a look at it. But the best time to come and check things out is next week, when admission is $3 to the museum. We have special rates next week, Saturday and Sunday. It's our Bishop Museum Arts Market here at the Bishop Museum grounds and our Keiki Art Festival. So you get to meet some of the artists whose artwork is in here. You get to make some art with all the kids and with wonderful weavers like Marcus Marzan. We're going to have Umi Kai, who's going to show you how to do the things that he does. So we'll have, and then you can make kapa bookmarks with Bernice Akamine.
And also a lot of the Hawaiian entertainment.
Halau and food.
So that's next week, Saturday and Sunday, the 23rd and 24th.
Yes.
Starting at 9 a.m.
9 to 5 p.m.
Okay, we're going to be here.
Yes, $3 admission. You get to come into the gallery for $3. Check out the art.
Woohoo.
Well, it's great to be at the Bishop Museum today, that's for sure. Noe Tanigawa here, and we've been looking forward to this chance today to talk story with the Chief Executive Officer of Alulike, Mervina Kashkaeo, to find out what they're up to over there. And we'd like to introduce to you another great artist, a writer who's coming on in to talk with us. Of course, the music that sets your weekend mood is straight ahead here on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every weekend by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Have you ever slept underneath the stars at the sunrise in the east? And the pretty ladies getting it together, getting ready for a Sunday feast. Gonna be a Sunday party in the country, and it can be a lifetime party, you and me. Gonna be a Sunday party in the country, and it can be a lifetime party, you and me. The guitars are playing, the guitars music are playing, singing, the music man singing, the music man singing, you are very welcome, you won't you come along, there'll be room for you and me, at our side.
time to play. It can be a lifetime party, you and me. Gonna be a Sunday party in the country. It can be a lifetime party, you and me. People ready for the singing. The music man is calling you. And the magic that he's bringing seems to help to make it through to our Sunday party in the country.
Listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
salmon, peepee, caller, extra large, lily koi, squid, a chicken, luau. Don't forget the lau lau, beef or tripe stew, just to name a few. Oh yeah.
If it's Saturday morning, it's gotta be Na Kai e Walu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Coming up, a song for our friends in Kalaheo. Kahoone Panoke is here, Vicky Holt Takamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and Na Kai e Walu is on location today in the atrium of Hawaiian Hall. And we've got a very special guest with us, Mervina Cash Kaeo, attorney, Hawaii a Women Lawyer of the Year back in 1993, a leader and board member of community service organizations from Papa'ola Lokahi, the Native Hawaiian Health Organization, through many other organizations, all the way to the Nanakuli Ma'ili Neighborhood Board. We'll talk with her today about her role as president and CEO of Alulike. Welcome, Mervina.
Aloha kākou, and thank you so much for inviting me. This is a beautiful venue.
You know, I have to say that I've known Mervina for a number of years, and she is certainly one of those Native women who are the epitome of Native Hawaiian, being a Native Hawaiian. And she's done so much in her community as well as in her role as chief executive at Alulike. And, of course, she has two beautiful children that is very Hawaiian. She's raised them in a very truly Hawaiian manner. And so it's just great to have you here.
Thank you, Kohone. It's an honor to be here, and it really is an honor to be at Alulike.
How old are the keiki?
My daughter is 17, and my son is 15. Oh,
graduating from Kamehameha this June.
Too young, those keiki. Opioia getting up. They're not keiki anymore.
But those keikis come to all the events, and they're not bashful. They're not afraid to work. She's certainly taught them about community participation and community involvement.
About Alulike.
About Alulike, yes, working together.
My ka'iloa.
It's important that we teach our children because I don't want to be 90 years old and still doing the work. I want to be a kupuna watching my children do the work.
Yes, good. Tell us, Mervina, a little bit about this taxi ride with Pinky Thompson.
Pinky Thompson went to Washington, D.C., and he shared a cab back to the airport with Senator Stevens. And while in that cab ride, Senator Stevens shared with him that he had set aside money for Alaska Natives to provide social services. Pinky thought, well, why not a set aside for Hawaiians? So instead of getting off the cab at the airport, he got back in the cab, went back to the halls of Congress, and started the process of getting Hawaiians set aside.
And when was that?
That was in 1974.
And that was the beginning of some of the benefits that came
that
to Hawaii
that came to Hawaii, yes.
Started Alulike. We're starting with the genesis of Alulike here, and we hope to find out more about their mission as well as some of the programs that you're going to enjoy hearing about. That's all coming up here on Na Kai e Walu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS. We're talking this morning with Mervina Cash Kaeo, President and CEO of Alulike, on the Visionary Radio Network. Ahea noho ila, pehea noho ila, ihea noho ila, kaua e ke aloha. Ahea noho ila, pehea noho ila, ihea noho ila, kaua e ke aloha. Mai ho alohi lohi mai, noho ila. Ah, hey, I'm no hokila. Hey, I'm no hokila.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
No place I'd rather be. I like the people, I like the way they smile, I like the feeling of you on this paradise isle. I like the cool island gecko, man, this is where I wanna be. Shining, always more better the kind. I like the hula, I think it's really good. Oh man, I don't understand the words, but in time I think I could if I just had the time. Oh, if I just had the time. I say, oh, won't you come along? We'll have a luau by the sea. We'll cook a little pig and all the coconuts are free.
And what you see is what you get. It's just a little grass shack. I know you're gonna like it, and I hope you come back.
I like the fishes swimming around in the sea. I like to hop them on the grill and cook them up for me with a big pan of butter. Man, it can't get better than this.
No, no, no. I like the chickens, hop them on the grill. Man, it hurts to eat some raw fish and eat up all the spills. Oh well, oh yeah, it's just a luau down by the sea.
So take me back,
take me back,
back to the kind.
Take me back,
take me back,
back to the kind. All over Moped and Molokai, I will return.
Rain or shine, high winds and or rainbows, it's always a ride on Saturday morning with Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only statewide FM radio magazine. We bring Hawaiian music into your life with terrific classics from Gabby, Is, the Kahawanu Lake Trio, Auntie Genoa, and we bring you the sparkling artists of today, Napalapalai, the Makaha Sons, Natalie A'i, Kaukahi, the Kazimeros, the best in Hawaiian music and mana'o, that is, thoughts or ideas from the Hawaiian community. Today, our guest is the president and CEO of Alulike, one of Hawaii's most effective service organizations. Coming up, we'll find out about vocational training, financial literacy, and ways that Alulike wants to help you save for homeownership, education, and small business. We're going to find that out with Mervina Kashkaeo straight ahead. As always, opinions expressed are those of the speakers only. If you'd like to weigh in, we would love to hear from you. Check out NakaiEvaluRadio.com.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in Aomakua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Terry Tanaka, the Wahiawa branch manager at Bank of Hawaii, here to talk about your credit report. Your credit report is like your financial report card. It contains information on all your credit lines, outstanding balances, payment history, and who might be inquiring about your credit. Credit reporting agencies also collect information from courts and collection agencies. As a rule of thumb, this information stays on your credit report for 7 years, except bankruptcies, which stay on for 10 years, and inquiries, which stay on for only 2 years. So know what's on your credit report. Visit annualcreditreport.com for your free report.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Graduation. Oh, yeah. And I'm pretty darn stoked about it. But I don't want anybody wasting money on a gift I won't ever use. So my recommendation is to go to your neighborhood Long Store, where there's everything a grad would want or need. Plus, graduation cards, party stuff, and all that. You can't go wrong because the prices are always right. Longs, for all the graduates in your life.
Make Longs a part of your day.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, O hihi kamana o ke ike aku Kanani o ka pua mo ki hana Ke ala o oheno o ka malihi Ke waipu a ka ulana Ahe nani kaua I ka mali e Kukila kila I ka pai o pua
Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Hey, thanks for the email, Kana Kakai. We'll have a song for you coming up next. Vicky Holtakamine is here, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and where are we? We're on location here in the atrium of Bishop Museum's Hawaiian Hall with our very special guest today, President and CEO of Alulike, Mervina Kashkaeo.
Good morning, Mervina. We've got lots of things to talk about. Let's start about some of the service areas that you folks work in, Alulike.
One of the service areas that we have is our early childhood education. Many of you have heard it as Pulama'ina Keiki. And the purpose of Pulama'ina Keiki is to teach our parents how to be the best first teachers for their children. The goal is to prepare our children so that when they enter preschool and kindergarten, that they are ahead of the general population and not trying to catch up.
So pulama means to cherish.
To cherish
and
the
care
children.
For, yeah.
Yes.
So teaching our parents how to cherish their children sometimes doesn't come easy for parents that are under a lot of stress. They've got lots of, you know, have to pay the bills, got to work, two jobs sometimes, you know, spending all the days trying to just catch up with themselves. And it gets very stressful for some of our parents. So we have to really work hard at that.
Yes, and a lot of the techniques that we share with our parents is how to incorporate teaching your children in that stressful environment. What are some of the cultural practices that you already do that actually teach your children very valuable skills?
Are these through preschools or after school, or when do they have classes?
We actually go to your home, so you have one-on-one time with Alulike. We do group settings so that your children can meet other children and interact, and we also have workshops.
How old are the keiki?
Our keiki, we start from prenatal all the way into age 3.
Whoa, how about for some older children?
We have programs for older children as well, and that in our high-risk program, one of the preventive services that we provide is we call it the E'olopono curriculum, and it's to help our children make good decisions for their body. And so we talk about substance abuse. We talk about personal relationships, to get our children ready and thinking about my body is important, what I do to it counts, so let's make everything that I do positive.
How do you find clients, or is that the right word?
For our elementary school children, we actually are doing the whole 4th and 5th grade at Nanai Kapono and other elementary schools around the state.
It is terrific to hear about these programs. If you're interested, find out more at their website, alulike.org, or we will link you up via our website, nakaievaluradio.com. Our special guest today, President and CEO of Alulike, Mervina Cash-Kaeo, and this is Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Here's a lake I give to you for my feelings. That is true. Remember the times we had. Think of your hair glowing lightly when the sun shines in, when the sun shines in. That lake, I'm thinking I don't want to stay. Remember that lake I gave to you, it means farewell. I'm going home now, so take care. I'll see.
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Thank you.
always. Mahalo for your company today. Nakai Evalu is on location in the atrium of Bishop Museum's Hawaiian Hall. It's so great to be here near all the great historical artifacts as well as the contemporary art in the hall next door. Kaho'one Panoke is here. Vicky Holt Takamine. I'm Noe Tanigawa, and we are here with the president and CEO of Alulike, Mervina Kashkaeo.
Yes. And Mervina, you know, besides the myriad of programs that Alulike is involved with, I know that there's one that is, has been, I think, the foundation of Alulike, and that's the employment training, because I can remember years in the 70s when that was going on with the employment and training. And I have to say that my some of the members of my family have experienced the assistance in this area, and it is a great program.
You're absolutely right, Kohone. That was one of the first grants that Alulike received. And the goal of the Employment and Training Department is to help you dream about what you want to be and help you get there. And so many of our participants, some have dreams that require a college education. We have paid for their college education. Others have wanted to go to vocational careers such as carpenter. We've helped them get there. There are others that already have their degree, and it may be a matter of, you know, getting that work shoe or buying your tools, and we've done that as well.
Yes, I've, like I said, you know, one of my nephews went into the carpentry, and I just took a chance and called, and they said to come down, and my God, the service there was fabulous. And by the way, it was a service with a smile. It was very Hawaiian, and it made my nephew feel very comfortable in that environment. And he went on to get his shoes and his tools, and before you know it, he was working as a carpenter and as a laborer as well. So I know that the program works. It's just that people need to call and just follow the process.
So Alulike helped with the shoes and the tools.
And the tools, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. We also have a second component to employment and training, and it's for our youth. So children who are in high school, that's the time to dream and explore what you want to be as well. And we will pay for internships during the summer.
Tell them a little bit about the fishing project on the boat where they go out to the...
Oh, that's our Fishery Observers Program. And Alulike is the only program that is allowed to put observers through that do not have a bachelor's degree in marine science. And our people, when they take the same test, are the valedictorians of the class. Yes. So our people excel at ocean activities.
Amazing, building on what's already there. We're talking with the president and CEO of Alulike, Mervina Kashkaeo, reminding you that there's a deadline coming up to apply for the vocational programs there at Alulike. That deadline's July 20th. You can find out more at our website, nakaievaluradio.com, because we will hook you right up with Alulike, phone numbers and all. Thanks so much for being with us today. Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
My papa said, fill my pockets with riches, buy a big house in Bel Air. The knot when the Supreme Court justice raised 2.5 millionaires. But daddy dear, oh, my wallet's half empty. I'm rent a shack on the shore. I know you want just the best for me, but I'm fine just biding my time. I'm just along for the ride, and there's no need for me to drive. I'm just along for the ride. I'm happy taking in all the sides. Oh, I'm just along for the, just along. I should have some direction. Take a stand, take control. Here's my
two cents, Mr. Busman, drive me away. Anywhere, please. I'm on the bus going nowhere fast. I miss my stop, but it's okay. My prized possession is my Mickey Mouse watch. Whoa, I like it this way. I'm just along for the ride, and there's no need for me to drive. I'm just along for the ride. I'm happy taking in all the sights. Oh, I'm just along for the, just along for the Sunday drive, but thanks for asking about me anyway. I'll be alright, I like it this way. I'm just along for the ride, and there's no need for me to drive. I'm just along for the ride. I'm happy taking in all the sides.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
Out to you, our friends on the road in Kona today. I got one coming for our friends on Oahu too, going shopping in Chinatown. Hey, watch how you drive down there and how you park, because citations are double and triple down in Chinatown these days. Hey, I hope you're enjoying our guest today, Mervina Cashcaeo, CEO and President of Alulike. They want to help you with your finances, and they want to add to your savings for education, also for home ownership, and for you starting your new business. There are so many ways that Alulike wants to reach out to you. Find out more coming up. And in about an hour, the Hawaii Book and Music Festival opens on the grounds of Honolulu Hale. Jake Shimabukuro, Kaukahi, Cyril Pahinui will be there. And do not miss a new collection of poems by Wayne Westlake. And we're going to have Kavika Iyer, a terrific local author, in too. That's coming up on Nakai Evalu. Brought to you every Saturday by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
There's a calm before the storm. I know it. It's been coming for It'll rain a sunny day. I know it. Shining down like water. I wanna know, have you
Saturday, it's gotta be Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's only FM radio magazine. You love the music, you love the mana'o from the Hawaiian community. Vicky Holt-Takamine is here, Kaho'one Panoke Noe Tanigawa, and the president and CEO of Alulike, Mervina Kashkaeo.
And if you can hear our voices, there's an Alulike office near you.
Yes,
you have offices on all the islands, right?
On all the islands, including Lanai.
Well, they hear us too, I'm sure, on Lanai.
Oh, yes, they hear us on Lanai.
So if you can hear us, there's an Alulike office near you. And you also have programs, not just for the keiki and youth, and for adults needing training, but also our kupuna.
Yes, we have a congregate meal program. And Alulike served about 95,000 lunches last year. And this is a place that our kupuna can come, get a nutritious meal, be able to be with other kupuna. We have hula, singing, crafts. It's a safe place for them to be to relax.
I think I was at the Native Hawaiian Chamber of Commerce dinner last year, And the coupon, oh, was it yours? Was it Alulike's?
Yes. Yeah,
it was Alulike's dinner. And our coupon got up to do a hula. It was just wonderful.
And they look forward to that event every year.
Good fun.
It was
good
at the Hilton, wasn't it?
Yes. Hula performed.
Great. And then also, besides the coupon program, I know that one of the additional programs that is growing continuously is the libraries.
Yes, we have two types of libraries. We have your traditional library that you walk in and you have a paper book, and we also have a digital library. And that library, you can go in and there's 155 books online that you can have access to free of charge. There are all the Hawaiian newspapers posted on that library site.
Is that the Ulukau?
Yes.
Ulukau.org.
Yes.
It's my favorite research area for, like, you know, we want to go look for the book, the dictionary. When you don't have your Hawaiian dictionary in hand, you just type it in search and it pops up. It's fabulous.
And then you're also opening up two libraries, one in Lualualei and Papakolea, is it?
Yes, we're opening up the Lualualei library at one of the shelters in Waianae with the assistance of the city and county of Honolulu. And we're opening up Papakolea's library with the assistance of Kamehameha Schools.
Wow.
Well, having you here is like opening up a big treasure box of opportunities, Mervina. It's been so great.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share what Alulike does, and I invite everyone to come down and check out our services.
We're going to have you back. Thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Mahalo and aloha.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Mervina Cashcaio, President and CEO of Alulike. It's been a terrific morning so far. We've got a great author we'd like to introduce you to coming up on Nakai Evalu. Of course, Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Aloha kako. It's a kako thing. Every Saturday morning on Nakai Evalu. Viki Holtakamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here, and we are excited because the Hawaii Book and Music Festival starts very soon, 10 a.m. until 8, both today and Sunday, on the grounds of Honolulu Hale. Speaking of books, we welcome Kavika Eyre, author of a Kamehameha series entitled Kana'iaupuni, and he won a 2009 Kapalapala Po'okela Award just recently for Children's Book of the Year, and it was for the most recent of the Kana'iaupuni series, Blazing Stars and Shark Eyes. Hey, in fact, you have a more recent one coming out real soon.
Yes, well, the next one is on Captain Cook. Actually, no, sorry, I'm out of order there. The next one is the Naha Stone, and following that is the Captain Cook.
People can order these books through Kamehameha School Publishing, I understand.
Exactly. They can go online and do their shopping.
So tell us, how did you get into this?
Well, I'm a teacher. I'm a kumu at Kamehameha, and I watch my kids and I write for my kids. And when my kids come in with books that I don't think are exactly what they should be doing, what they should be reading, then I try to make some changes. A book I wrote some years ago for my teenagers was By Wind, By Wave, to help them get a sense of this Aina, this land, and all the wonderful creatures, all the wonderful flowers, plants that are here, rather than going to the continent and learning about those things, which is typical for Hawaii high schools. We seek our books out in the continent. Our little ones need books, readers that are appropriate to them. In other words, local stories, local people, historical figures that they can look up to.
And identify with.
Identify with.
What age group is this for?
This is for the Hawaiian Studies program, which is usually fourth or fifth grade. So this is a reach out from Kamehameha Publishing to support and to renew the resources in our schools. What you're seeing is that a lot of teachers have resources that go way back in time, to the 40s, to the 50s, and to the early 60s. And a lot has happened in the world of history, in the world of teaching, in the world of our understanding our stories from this place. Not the least important, what has happened is we have access now to the Hawaiian language newspapers. And the newspapers are a major source of information for these books.
Now, are the books also done in Olelo Hawaii or
no,
just in English?
No, that's in the plans, but right now we're focusing on getting them out in English because that's where the majority of our readers are right now.
We're talking with Kavika Eyre, author of a series on the life and times of Kamehameha the Great. It's the Kana'i Aupuni series, and it is our pleasure to bring it to you here on the radio. You can get it yourself from Kamehameha Publishing. We encourage you to do that, and we'll hook you right up via our website, nakaievaluradio.com. This program, Nakai Evalu, is brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ka ona na wela
mahalo for your company today. Nakai Evalu is on location in the atrium of the Bishop Museum's Hawaiian Hall. It's a great feeling to be so close to Hawaii's history through these priceless treasures and so close to the contemporary art of today. You are going to have to see it here at the Bishop Museum. We're talking with Kavika Eyre, author and Po'okila Award winner, about his books, Bringing Kamehameha to Life, and the latest in your series, Kana'i Aupuni, is coming out.
It will be out today, as a matter of fact. It's available at Kamehameha Publishing Tent, and it's about Captain Cook's arrival, first time outsiders came to Hawaii, and what happened and through the eyes of Hawaiians.
Ooh, drama. We're going to have to look for that.
Yeah, it's an exciting book, and we work very hard on trying to get it right. Lots of people have helped with this book.
The Hawaii Book and Music Festival is underway today and tomorrow, 10 till 8, on the grounds of Honolulu Hale. There's food, a cafe, beer and wine garden, fabulous music, and talk story about local issues. So you get down there and check it out. Coming up, we'll talk with the illustrator of the Kana'i Aupuni series, Anakai Evalu. Brought to you every weekend by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Christy Crawford, the West Hawaii Business Banking Manager at Bank of Hawaii in Kona. Do you know your personal credit score? A score is a snapshot of your creditworthiness at a particular point in time. It changes as new information is added to your credit report. Scores change gradually as you change the way you handle credit. The scores typically range anywhere from 300 to 850. And the higher the score, the better. Many lenders base credit approval on these scores, and borrowers with higher credit scores are likely to qualify for certain credit products. So it's a good idea to know your score before you apply for credit to ensure that you are getting the best interest rate that you can get.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
lai noa, o hua la lai ea, te kuini o ke kai o, ka pakitika ea. Kaulana kai noa, o hua la lai ea, te kuini o ke kai o, ka pakitika ea. Kalava ia a eli a maunei ea. O okomo I ke awa, a ohonolulu ea. Ua piha hau o lina, a malihini ea. Kapaki pika ea. Aina ka inoa, o hua lalai ea. E kuini o ke kai o, kapaki pika ea. Aina ka inoa, o hua lalai ea. E kuini o ke kai o, kapaki pika ea.
Kai e Valu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Today, on location in the atrium of Hawaiian Hall at the Bishop Museum. Kaho'one Panoke is here. I'm Noe Tanigawa. And Vicky Holt Takamine is here with Imai Kalani Kalahele, musician, artist.
And one of my most favorite troublemakers.
That's a good one. That covers a lot, Imai.
Aloha. This is such a great series of books, and it's just perfect timing because, you know, I've been telling everybody, all of our artists and that I run into, that 2010 is the bicentennial of the unification of the Hawaiian Islands by Kamehameha I, and we have to make it big time. And the artwork in here, the stories that you're sharing are such perfect timing. So we have to create out of these series of books probably some, as well as your artwork and other artwork that I'm hoping to inspire other people about the bicentennial, some massive, huge event.
Okay, shoots.
Yeah, look at you. Look at you. Are these available? The artwork in here?
No, they're just done for the book. I just went strictly as an illustrator. And, I don't know. I hope people like them. I've learned a lot about Kamehameha. Kalamai, I'm just not a Kamehameha guy from the beginning. I've learned a lot of respect for the man. And not so much for what he did. I think more for the kaka'o that happened for this boy. I mean, before he was born, had this massive kaka'o system that went set up. And these battles, you know, they was fighting against Nat. You know, the guy find out you the guy, you dead.
Yeah.
And just this massive aloha system for Malama Nisbara.
To take care of him.
It changed my whole opinion. Well, not my whole opinion, but it did change my opinion about Kamehameha and maybe his role in tomorrow, yeah?
But also his struggle, yeah? Because while he was born ali'i, he spent some time, you know, away from family, growing up alone. When you talk about Kamehameha being the lonely warrior, he really was alone without family for a while, from day one, from the time of
his birth.
That's
how you breed warriors, yeah?
Yeah.
They stay alone. They need to be by themselves.
Hey, Mai, how long did it take you to put all of these illustrations together, let's say for one book?
It depends on who you ask. If you ask me, well, it took long enough. If you ask some of the people who are waiting for the illustrations to show up, it was, wow, what time now, Uncle?
But that's so true of artists. Yes. And writers, I think, too.
We're talking with Imai Kalanikalahele, who did the artwork for the Kana'i Aupuni series of books on the life and times of Kamehameha. See them all at the Hawaii Book and Music Festival today and tomorrow, 10 till 8 on the grounds of Honolulu Hale. And look for Imai there. You're going to go too?
Yeah, I think so.
And your artwork is in the Long Gallery here at the Bishop Museum as one of our Mamo awardees.
Yes.
Oh, come see that too. Nakai Evalu is here on location today at the Bishop Museum in the atrium of Hawaiian Hall. We invite you to come be here yourself, especially next weekend. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Nakai Evalu is brought to you every weekend by, that is, every Saturday by, Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network. Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ahea noho ila, pehea noho ila, ihea noho ila, kaua eke aloha. Ahea noho ila, pehea noho ila, ihea noho ila, kaua eke aloha. Oh.
hokila mai ho honni honni mai no hokila hea a hea no hokila he hea no hokila he hea no hokila kaua e ke aloha alo e a hea hana malu e a hea I anei e a hea te pili mai e ke aloha ano e a hea ana manu e a hea I anei e a hea te pili mai e ke aloha e leu mai no e a hea o I ke mai ai ko
for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Saturday morning, then it's gotta be Nakai Evalu. And just before 10 means it's gotta be our Olelo Noea with Vicky Holt Takamine, brought to you every week by Mobi PCS.
And our Olelo Noea, as we all know, because I've been saying this every single week to all of you, and I know you're all listening to me, is brought to us not only by Mobi PCS, but our kupuna, our elders, our ancestors who have passed these words down from generation to generation. And we remember all of them, don't we? Okay, this week's Olelo no Eau, Lave I Kama'alea Aku Ono Ono. Take wisdom and make it deep. It's exactly what we've been doing here at Nakai E Valu, and looking back at the books that we've introduced from Kavika Air and other things that are happening, we take the wisdom of our elders and we make it deep.
That's Mahalo. Beautiful. Mahalo.
Thank you.
Nice Great. Going, Vicky.
Mahalo to Alulike, because that's where it came from. It's one of their favorites.
Thoughts to take with you into the week. And to find today's Olelo no Eau on our website, just go straight to nakaievaluradio.com.
Hano hano ka lebi ka ke ke ho olale mane e ini nui ko una ue ho po mai ilaila ko umana o e bili aku me o e I ka poli Ano ka lebi ka ke ke ho olale mai nei ke ini nui ko una ue ho ko mai I laila ko umana o e pili aku me o e I ka poli ku me hana Moani mai ko
Broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai E Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Believe that I
the Saturday's gone by so fast.
So fast.
Nakai Evalu, we're about at the end of the program here.
We'd like to thank all of our guests, including Mervina Cash Kaeo from Alulike, Kavika Air, and Imai Kalani Kalaheli. Wonderful, wonderful day today. Information on Alulike Kamehameha School's publishing can be found on our website, nakaievaluradio.com.
And we want to thank Kamehameha School's publishing for the good work that they're continuing to do out there in providing the resources to not only Kamehameha students, but also to students throughout the state of Hawaii and the continent.
We're broadcasting on location today here in the atrium of Hawaiian Hall at the Bishop Museum, where there is a lot going on this time next weekend.
That's right. Join us next weekend, Bishop Museum, Native Hawaiian Arts Market, and the Keiki Arts Festival. Imai's going to be here. We'll have some of these books here, too, to share. If you want to purchase them, come on down, too. $3 admission next week, Saturday and Sunday.
Isn't that a discount here at Bishop Museum?
That is a huge discount. $3 and admissions to all of the exhibits. And today at the Book and Music Festival.
It's going to be kicking off, so come on down.
That's on the grounds of Honolulu Hale. Nakai Evalu is brought to you every Saturday morning with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. And that is today's Kumu 94.7 on Oahu, Q103 103.7 Maui, the Surf 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, the Beach 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK 102.3 Molokai. Mahalo and aloha.
Aloha.
Ahuiho.
We are in the playground. We are in the classroom. We are with you at work and at play. We are in the neighborhood and the community center. We are OHA. Although you may not see us in your everyday lives, OHA's services, programs, and advocacy impact you and your ohana. We are the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and we are here to serve you. For information, visit oha.org or call 594-1888.
Learning happens everywhere, and with today's technology, it's right at your fingertips. Kamehameha Schools offers a range of online learning programs for keiki to kupuna. Adults can reconnect to the Hawaiian culture by participating in A'o Makua, an online enrichment program offering courses in genealogy, Hawaiian language, and more. Visit ksdl.ksbe.edu to register or to find out about special offers. For high school students, the Ike Hawaii Distance Learning Program provides a flexible learning environment while giving participants the opportunity to develop technical skills needed in today's world. Apply by June 12th for the fall 2009 semester. To find out more about eligibility criteria, other program details, or to download an application, go to ksdl.ksbe.edu. Check us out online at ksdl.ksbe.edu to start your learning journey online today.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.